This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Now, people-pleasing is a very serious condition that can lead to things manifesting in adulthood. So Professor Hayley Dutrom is an expert as a people-pleaser. Hayley, welcome to Drive.
Thank you so much. Hey. Here if you need. Totally fine if not.
Now, you've got your brand new show in the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. It's called People Pleasy Dutiful Cover Girl. Are you a people pleaser?
Correct.
You are.
Oh, I am a card-carrying A-grade blue ribbon certified people pleaser.
Oh, isn't it? Because I am too. And isn't it? Like, do you find that you make everyone happy? You make sure everyone's comfortable and content, but do you sort of brew a little bit of resentment?
Oh, story of my life. Story of my life. I think, and you find that the minute that you go, you know what, I can't do it. I'm done with putting everyone first. Your brain goes into overdrive with, oh no, but then they'll be mad at me. And then, oh, there's going to be an issue. And you know what? It's just too much effort. I'll just do it. It's fine.
Exactly. Then they'll accuse you of being a narcissist.
Oh my word.
You don't.
Oh my word. And it's, polar opposite. But anyway.
Now you're also
exactly
You're also the eldest daughter. How do you cope with being the eldest and a people pleaser at the same time? Because you'd be pleasing everyone in your family.
Absolutely right. And I mean, it's very interesting that you ask how I cope, because it's like, well, you don't know what you don't know. And it's only really when you realize that there's a whole slew of other eldest daughters out there. And also I'm the eldest daughter of immigrants as well. So it's a whole other cultural thing where it's just very like, you know, well, it's, you know, you start by, when you're little, you lead by example. Mm-hmm. And it's, no, you can't do that because, you know, your brothers will follow suit. And then it becomes, you know, into adulthood, it's like, well, be the bigger person. I know it's not your fault, but you just fix it. And then that kind of bleeds in from your career to your relationships to literally everything. And it's all you know. And then you find out that there's other eldest daughters out there going, geez, I'm tired. And you just feel it in your bones.
Are you exhausted?
It's just such it's a real, once you realise that there's more than you out there, it's like, oh, this is an epidemic that I didn't even know about.
Oh,
I thought I was completely alone in this.
Now you need to talk about it. Is that what you're doing in your show? Tell us about your show.
The show was about being a people pleaser, obviously. Mm-hmm. My last couple of shows were pretty autobiographical as well. So my first one covered, I suppose, my childhood. My second one was my teenagedom and that kind of sexual awakening with that first, you know, celebrity crush. And this one rounds it out nicely into adulthood. And actually the type of person you were in your childhood and your teenage years, kind of culminating in who you are as a person and how you kind of make your way through the big bad world. And for me, that is very much as a people pleaser and putting everyone else's comfort before my own.
So can we
fixing others' oxygen masks before attending to my own.
Now let's talk about your show. So will people obviously feel quite comfortable and you know, at home and pleased, while you feel uncomfortable and exhausted?
Do you know what? I think that there is very much an air of starting out quite comfortable while I entertain you, and very slowly maybe the tables will turn.
Oh!
And maybe it'll, then it kind of becomes, actually, I'm not okay with this. And it becomes either, if you are a people pleaser, you really kind of see yourself and feel that vindication. And if you are someone that relies very heavily on someone else, perhaps more than you should, you might squirm a little bit maybe.
Oh, my God, it's revenge of the people pleasers. I love it. Hayley, great to chat with you.
So lovely to chat with you. Thank you so much for taking the time.
That's all right. Thank you. And if you want more info, check out the Melbourne International Comedy Festival website.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.